Hello, it's Thursday, September 2nd, and this is the Tantramar Report. You're tuned in to CHMA 106.9 FM in Sackville, New Brunswick. The CHMA studio is located in the traditional lands of the Mi'kmaq people, unceded in the Treaties of Peace and Friendship, first signed with settlers in 1725. I'm Meg Cunningham. Here's what's coming up today. More information about the climate change coordinator position that's being advertised by the town of Sackville for a second time. The participation votes are in, and Matt Pride of Town Recreation is excited to get to work on setting up kayak, canoe, and paddleboard rentals on Silver Lake. Premier Blaine Higgs was grilled about the possibility of vaccine passports in yesterday's COVID-19 conference, but he didn't provide a strong stance in either direction. There is a drop-in vaccine clinic today at the corner drugstore between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., which offers both Moderna and Pfizer vaccines. And the Sackville Memorial Hospital will be closed overnight tonight between 4 p.m. and 8 a.m. tomorrow, plus this Monday night. Premier Blaine Higgs and Chief Medical Officer of Health Dr. Jennifer Russell held a COVID-19 briefing yesterday where they simultaneously congratulated 75% of the eligible New Brunswickers who have been double-vaxxed and urged the other 25% to get their shots sooner rather than later. Reporters asked the two multiple times about the possibility of implementing vaccine passports in the province, but Premier Higgs did not commit one way or the other. He said that basically, it is possible that the province might introduce a vaccine passport if vaccine rates stall in the coming weeks.
As for those who have not yet gotten vaccinated, we urge you to do so. Vaccine passport could be a way of doing that, as other provinces have seen significant increase in vaccinations once passports were introduced. We, in fact, are seeing significant increase in our vaccination rates now, possibly as a relation to summer ending and possibly as a relation to school starting. But in any event, we are seeing increased vaccination rates, and this is very, very encouraging to see that. We will continue to be proactive in our planning and take action when required.
Premier Higgs was also asked about the consistent closures of multiple emergency rooms throughout the province, one of which was the Sackville Memorial Hospital. The Sackville Hospital was closed all weekend and will be closed again starting tonight at 4 p.m. and reopening at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. Horizon Health put out an announcement yesterday warning residents that emergency services will not be available overnight and this Monday, September 6th, overnight. The press release blamed the closure on a shortage of physicians. When Premier Higgs was asked why the province didn't bring in medical workers from other provinces to staff Campbellton's intensive care unit, as per their MLA's suggestion, he responded with this.
What we're realizing has become more pronounced in the last several years is that we have an ongoing crisis in healthcare. We have a situation that demands are exceeding our ability for service. We're seeing that we're going from a pandemic into a recognized health crisis that both sees shortage of staffing. It sees the necessity for our health groups, both Vitality and Horizon, to work very closely together to ensure we can continue not only to meet the standards of health that we demand, but to enhance them. So, you know, it sounds easy to be able to transfer people around, but I think what we're seeing is that the numbers of people to transfer are getting less and less with more retirements. And so we are going through that across the province. We've seen changes in ER, levels. We've seen surgeries because of the lack of staffing. So I think what it's saying to everyone, and it's certainly saying it to me, is that we have to look at the big picture here. We can't take any facility in isolation. We have to manage our healthcare system as an entire group, so that we're saying how do we get the best, and we have to face the reality. My first discussion with Premier Houston was based on what he putting forward in his campaign about fixing healthcare. It is, you know, it will require more money, but money is not the only solution. It requires innovation, and it requires the ability for us to manage a healthcare system that is increasingly having more demands given our demographic, and is increasingly putting more and more stress on employees. Employees which every province is in search of. Every province in the country is going through this. So I know we need to look at the coverage in that region. We need to make sure that the regional employees have a place to get the health care they need. That has to be job one. And then how do we maximize the use of our facilities to achieve that everywhere? It's not an easy solution, and it's not about just doing business as usual. It's about addressing the big problems head on and finding a solution. And we're working with the authorities to do that. Because it is certainly not business as usual. We've gone from a pandemic into a health crisis.
While Premier Higgs acknowledged that New Brunswick has gone from a pandemic into a health crisis, moments later he described the situation in Campbellton Hospital, where a 12-bed unit was temporarily closed shortly before the ICU closure, as an inconvenience.
It is my current understanding that we are be able to provide the service. It may not be as convenient as it once was, and we will hope to be able to improve on that, but we are indeed meeting the needs of the area by having an alternate path. It will require higher utilization of advanced care paramedics, of our system, our entire network, whether it be extramural. We'll be doing a lot of this in terms of managing a changing environment around healthcare. And my understanding is it is inconvenient, but we are managing and having a place for people to go when they need it the most.
In COVID-19 news, the province continues to have new cases, but even more recoveries. Yesterday, 11 new cases were discovered by public health, including 5 in Zone 1, the Moncton region. All of the new cases in this zone are under 40 years old, and 4 of the 5 are contacts of previously reported cases. 1 is under investigation. The other 6 new cases are scattered around 3 separate health zones, and all except 1 is a person under 40. 3 people are in the hospital, including 1 person who requires intensive care. The province has not released information about the patients in the hospital, including their age or whether or not they're vaccinated. If you haven't had your first or second shot of a COVID-19 vaccine, there's a walk-in clinic today at the corner drugstore between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. The clinic will be giving out Pfizer and Moderna, both of which have now been approved for use in children 12 and older. Kids who will turn 12 this year are also permitted to get vaccinated with either Pfizer or Moderna. Head to the corner drugstore with your Medicare card, signed consent form, and any Head to either location with your Medicare card, signed consent form, and immunization record if it's your second dose. If you don't have any of those things, you can still get vaccinated today. The town of Sackville put out another call for the unfilled climate change coordinator position with EOS Eco Energy. Amanda Marlin, the executive director of EOS, says they didn't find a candidate in the first round. The education requirements have been toned down from a master's degree to a bachelor's with some experience, and an age demographic has been added. Those under 30 are encouraged to apply, since additional funding will be accessible to candidates of that age, but Marlin says that those over 30 should not be discouraged from applying. The position is only 6 months and will serve as a coordinator of environmental projects between EOS and the town of Sackville. Those interested should apply by September 12th. Sackvillians have cast their votes and decided that the $15,000 the town won from Participation Challenge will go towards kayaks, canoes, and paddle boards to rent on Silver Lake. Recreation Manager Matt Pride says that of the 4 options up for vote, the kayak rentals were far and away the most popular, receiving over half of the votes. Pride is optimistic that residents and tourists will be able to paddle on the lake starting next summer. Here's Matt Pride with more. Was it a close race?
It wasn't really that close, to be honest with you. The canoe and kayak rental service gathered 54% of the vote. The next closest one was some walk-a-road trail work, and that was 23% of the vote. So it was really a bit of a landslide, to be honest with you.
Wonderful. So what's the next step now that you know what you're going to be doing?
Well, we've been talking about having a rental service at Silver Lake for a while now. It's on the Recreation Master Plan. So we've already made some contacts with people about how that service might unfold. So I guess the next step is to reach out to some of those folks again and see about purchasing canoes and kayaks and paddleboards and figuring out, I guess, the model that we're going to use for next summer.
Okay, that was my next question about when can folks expect to rent a kayak. So you're hoping to turn it around within the year?
Yeah, that's the plan. Part of the grant requires us to spend the money by spring 2022. So most of the money would obviously be to purchase the equipment itself, so we can do that anytime, really. But once the equipment's purchased, we want to use it. So we're hoping for summer next year.
Okay. I'm going to assume that maybe the average person, although this might be different in New Brunswick, doesn't know how much a kayak costs. How many types of boats are you going to be able to get with $15,000?
I haven't looked at exactly what types of kayaks we want to buy. I mean, there's a wide variety of prices, so it's hard for me to say, but I'm hoping to have kayaks, canoes, and paddle boards up there.
Okay. And for the rentals, will they be paid for rentals, or do you just, or are you not there yet?
We're not there yet. I can fairly safely say that there will be a pay option, because we see this as a tourism opportunity as well. It's our equipment, so we could still use it for programming and, you know, maybe a learn to kayak camp, for example. So there could be free options there as well.
Okay. And last time we were talking about this, I asked about the possibility of this creating a job for somebody. Is that still a possibility?
Yeah, it's definitely one of the things we're talking about. So we figure we'd need two or three people up there to be able to run the business, depending on, you know, the hours of operation and whatnot. So we definitely see it as an opportunity to create a job for a student.
Okay. And for the options that didn't get picked, were any of those something that you did not consider to be a priority yet, or were you aware of all of those being priorities in terms of recreation?
Well, they are all priorities. Actually, our equipment loan program is something that is also in the Recreation Master Plan, and it's something that we've picked away at over the years, just adding more equipment that people can borrow, like snowshoes and disc golf discs and basketballs, things like that. The Recreation Subsidy Council actually passed a motion last month for us to look into creating a recreation subsidy for tax-paying residents. So that one did gather 19% of the vote, and it's something that we're already exploring. And in the Walker Road Trail work, actually this past spring, Todd Cole and I took a walk back on those trails to find wet spots that could need a little bit of work to make them a little more hikeable. They're great for cross-country skiing, but there are some wet spots that make hiking a little more difficult. So that's been on our radar as well. So, you know, whether we could actually, you know, afford right now to do all that work in the next 12 months, I don't know. But they're all things that are definitely on our radar. I am a kayaker. I'm actually a new owner of a secondhand kayak, so we've been out a few times. But, this has been something that I have felt has been a missed opportunity for Sackville for a while now. There's not a lot of kayak rental opportunities outside of Fundy National Park and right down to Halifax, really. So we see this as an opportunity to draw some more people to town as well as provide a service to our existing residents.
That was Town Recreation Manager Matt Pride. That was Sackville's Recreation Manager, Matt Pride. That's all for the Tanchamar Report today. Get in touch with any leads, tips, or feedback at news@chmafm.com. I'm Meg Cunningham. Thank you for listening.